I'm very glad to stand here today to share the word of God with you. In fact, I celebrate it any day I stand here to speak the word of God, because it makes me feel I'm doing something that works it. Instead of using my mouth to talk about things that doesn't work it, stupid things that doesn't edify. And today I want to look at the title that says Walking with God. You know, our world is in need of trust. The world is in need of trust. We don't know who to trust. We don't know who to walk with. Because history has told us a lot about trusting man and walking with people. Nations, different nations of the world, their allies have failed them. We hear stories about Julius Caesar, according to Shakespeare, how his beloved cousin and their trusted friend betrayed him, Brutus. His allies, like Mark Antony and those people that used to be close to him, the army generals, when they were stabbing him in the floor of the Senate, he didn't see any of them, but he saw his brother Brutus with a knife to also stab him. So because of this, the world is really in need of who to trust, who to walk with. But for us, we also have to know that we are part of this world, and we are also in this need. And the answer to that question, that curiosity, is to walk with God. Is to walk with God. Because we need trust, somebody who will trust. We need somebody that has strength. We need somebody that will be there for us every time, even we are when we are no longer relevant in the society, when we are no longer relevant in our families, when we have nothing to offer because we are old or we are sick or we are about to die. We still need somebody we have to work with, somebody that will show us the future, like he showed John the Apostle, and showed him new heaven and new earth, a place where peace will reign, no matter who we are. And that is why I'm looking at this topic today. And I want us to turn to Exodus chapter 3. I want us to learn how to walk with God from the story in Exodus chapter 3. You know, a lot of people walk with God in the Bible. From Abraham, Noah, Moses, Elijah, and other prophets walked with God. But I just want us to focus on Moses and how Moses walk with God, and that will help us to learn how we can walk with God. Moses, Exodus chapter 3 verse 1. And Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mount of God, him to Horeb. An angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. So this is the first step. Whenever we are walking with God, and when God wants to walk with us, God will first of all call us. God will first of all call us. And when God calls us, we need to answer. We need to respond. When God calls us, we need to respond. So God will first of all call us. And we have to respond and say, I am here. Why are you calling me? What do you want from me? And he said, Draw not near hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is a holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Now, when God was introducing himself to Moses, God said, I am the God of thy fathers. So it's very important. We don't take it for granted, the God our fathers serve. Today is a youth day. It's very important for the youth to know that the God that their father served is also their God. Because Moses did not know God. He didn't know God at that point. But God called him, and when God was introducing himself, God said, I'm the God of your fathers. God called Moses because Moses is the son of Abraham. That was why God called Moses. So because our parents are in the church, because our parents are part of God's family, God is also calling us, the youth. God is also calling us because he is the God of our father, the God of our parents. And God wants us to respond. He wants us to answer. And that is how we can walk with God. Seven. And God said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by the reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrows. I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, and a land unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of Canaan. So when God calls us, this is the first step. If we have to walk with God, God has to choose us. God has to call us. And when he calls us, we have to respond. And look at what Moses did here. When God called him, he responded. The next thing, Moses had to listen to what God had to say. So when God calls us and we respond, we have to listen to why God is calling us. God has to tell us what he wants from us and what we have to do. So Moses listened to God, and God told him, I've heard all that is happening to my people in Egypt, and I want you to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. That was why God called him. So we have to listen to God. That's the next thing we have to do. When God calls us and we respond, we have to listen to God. Today, how can we listen to God? We have the scriptures. You read the scriptures and you listen to messages from approved teachers. That is how you listen to God. That is how you listen to God. And Moses, after listening to God, Moses began to ask some questions. You know, who am I to stand before Pharaoh? That's because of weakness. God said, I'll make you God over Pharaoh. Moses said, I don't speak well. God said, I'm the one that make people to speak well, and I'm the one that make people dumb. Moses said, these people are stiff-necked people. How will I handle these people? And all his weaknesses, it was all his doubts, he was raising them. That is what happens. When we listen to God and we are not convinced, we have to ask questions. We have to ask questions. We have to ask God, what about this? What about this? And Jesus Christ gave us the assurance that when we ask, that he will give us the answer. And God will respond and clarify us on what to do. And that is how we begin to walk with God. And when we understand what we need to do and accept it, then we begin to walk with God. Now, what it means to walk with God is to do what God asks you to do. That is what it means to walk with God. Because Moses left and went to Egypt and began to do what God asked him to do. Walking with God means keeping the commandments of God, keeping the laws of God. Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, said it well when he told the people at the wedding. He told them, whatsoever he asks you to do, do it. Do it. That is how to walk with God. If we have been doing things our own way, the way we want it, we can't say we are walking with God. Because the Bible said that two cannot walk except they agree. And we have to agree with God. How can we agree with God? By listening to him. God is far superior. He knows we don't know. He has everything. We don't have anything. So to walk with God means to listen to God and to obey everything that God wants us to do. That is how we walk with God. And if you also go to Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. When Moses died, and God was about to begin to walk with Joshua, God told Joshua what to do. In the book of Joshua 1 verse 8. God told Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate thereon day and night,
that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. This is very important, because that is how to walk with God. To understand how to walk with God further, you know, when God, when the people came out of Egypt, the Bible said that God led them through the wilderness. And when they were walking through the wilderness, God was leading them by a pillar of cloud by the day and pillar of fire by the night. Now, the pillar of cloud was leading the way, directing them. When the pillar of cloud stops, the people will stop and then come. When the pillar of cloud moves, the people will begin to move again. That was how God led these people. And that is how to walk with God. The way we drive her to church today, obeying all the traffic rules, we must let the Bible and everything that is written in the Bible be our traffic light, our stop sign, and our speed limit. Everything we want to do, wherever we want to go, we have to let the Bible be our speed limit. We have to let it be our stop sign. We have to let it be our traffic light. If it shows red, we'll stop. He said, stop. We'll stop and walk very well. That is how to walk with God. Proverbs chapter 3 says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And why do we need to walk with God when he calls us? Is there any benefit? Does it matter if we walk with God or not? It matters a lot, because it's for our own good, especially for the youth. If you begin now to walk with God, it will help you to avoid a lot of mistakes. You will make a lot of mistakes in life. A lot of people are walking with God from the prison. They go to the prison and they say, oh, I've repented here. If God brings me out, I'm not going to do that again. And we cannot wait to walk with God or to obey God when the damage has been done or when things have gone wrong. We must let God be our traffic light, be our stop sign, be our speed limit in all our ways. And if you want to prosper, whatever you want to do, your career, everything you want to do, the best way to achieve it is to walk with God. Because in Psalms 1 verse 3, it says, you shall be like the tree that is planted by the riverside, that yields its fruit at its time, and the green leaves abide green, and whatsoever you do will prosper. And in Proverbs 3 verse 8, it says, it will be held to thy navel, and it will be marrow to thy bone. And in Psalms 16 verse 11, Psalms 16 verse 11 says that the right hand side of God, what we have in the right hand side of God, is pleasure evermore. So what will benefit from walking God is only benefits. There is no consequences. So why can't we walk with God when he calls us? Both the youth and the adults. The best person to walk with is God. The best ally is God. In 490 BC, there is this Battle of Marathon. The Battle of Marathon, when the Persian soldiers invaded Athens. You know, the Athenians were great allies with the Spartans. And when these people came with great soldiers, they sent a courier, Philippus, the father of present-day marathon race. This guy ran 150 miles to Sparta to ask for military help. He ran a journey that took him 2 days. He got to Sparta and asked them, please, we need your help. These people want to wipe us out. The Sparta said they can't help them because they're in the midst of a religious festival that wouldn't allow them to go to battle. He ran another 150 miles back, another 2 days back, just for what? No, as an answer. They were allies. But if you remember Asa, King Asa, when a certain nation came upon his country, he sat down and he called on God. And God responded immediately and fought for him, because he trusted in God He believed in God. He removed all the idols in the land, and he instructed his people to serve God. The best person to work with is God. And to see more benefits from working with God, let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy 28. From verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if you will diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, if you will diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou will hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy king, and the flock, and thy flock of thy sheep. Blessed shall be the basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in the storehouses, and all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in all the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself. Thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see thee, that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the fruit in the land which the Lord thy God sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give rain unto the land in season, and bless all the works of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. These are the blessings that await you when you walk with God diligently. Not claiming to walk with God. When you walk with God diligently, when you obey God and listen to his words and implement them and do them just the way God wants you to do them, that is what it means to walk with God. It's not something that we cannot understand. It's not something that is so mysterious. God has made it simple. God worked with people through his word. In the first place, he created the whole entire universe, his word. And when the world became engulfed with sin, he also sent his word. Jesus Christ was the word of God. And he came to reconcile the world to God. So God uses his word. And the word of God, there's no difference between God and his word. God and his word, they are the same. So if you are doing the word of God, God is definitely with you. So what it means to walk with God is to keep the commandment of God. And I want to encourage our youth, I want to encourage all of us to continue to walk with God. Because God can walk with anybody, no matter your age. He started walking, he called Moses in his late 70s or 80s. Moses was told, Enoch that walked with God for over 700 years or 800 years. God walked, you know, if you also read Samuel, you saw that God called Samuel. When he was young, God called Samuel and used Samuel. Samuel walked with God. So God walked with everybody. And God also wants to walk with the youth, especially because he is the God of your fathers. So I want to encourage the youth to consider walking with God, because that is the surest way to success and the surest way to wherever you want to be.